And we're getting really outstanding results. Small businesses, medium-sized businesses. We have attorneys, engineering firms. We have hair salons. We have photographers. So many different industry sectors are reporting these kinds of outstanding results.
My goodness. How do you study something like that? Is there a basic blueprint? Is there a study for finding out how to harness that energy?
There are principles, formulas for how you diagnose a building. The first step is you go into a building and you diagnose its feng shui potential, and that will tell you what kind of things need to be adjusted. And then we go in and we make small adjustments. The people in the grant study, there were no architectural changes that were made. Nobody bought expensive furnishings. So the changes were relatively modest. And
like what?
We made changes to, as Jay said, arrangement of furniture. We added moving water features at specific sectors.
Love water
we
features.
We added different colors. We augmented the colors. You know, sometimes people had too much fire energy in a sector that was being unbalanced by fire. So we would move the artwork and the rugs to a different area. So relatively simple things that anybody could do without a lot of expense.
What instrument do you use?
I use...
Is it feelings? I mean, what is...
No.
How do you know?
Much more scientific basis.
I knew
this
it.
This is a really old environmental science. It's
right.
Probably one of the oldest environmental sciences on the planet. And it deals with the magnetic field of the Earth. And so we use what the Chinese call a lopan, which is the ancient Chinese geomancer's tool. And it gives us the magnetic alignment of the building. And
really?
Then on the face of the lopan, there are formulas that we read that tell us where to put water, where not to put water, you know, which sectors are good for activating for money, which are good for health. And that's the way we diagnose the property.
And what is it that the instrument does? Does it gauge how much hot energy, how much positive energy, negative energy? What does it judge?
The instrument looks at the magnetic alignment of the property. That's its primary focus, is to tell us how the property is aligned with the magnetic field of the Earth. And then around this wheel, there are all different kinds of formula sets for that particular alignment. In other words, each building will have different locations for water placement to bring money. They won't remain the same from building to building.
Well, tell me, I've heard this. Feng Shui says, if you leave your toilet lid up, your money goes down the drain.
Well, that's
I always close the lids on my toilet.
Sounds like something you got out of a cookie.
No, Dr. Annette Childs okay. told me that.
That would be...
Keep your lids down on your toilet.
That would be the kindergarten level. That would be the understanding that common people in Asia would have. But it goes way, way beyond
that.
Yeah,
absolutely. Can you give us an example of a small business and what you did and what the highlights were, the changes that you made?
Sure. We had two businesses that jumped to mind right off the top of my head. We had a new salon spa that opened. Both the owners were working as... renters in another facility, and they had expressed to me that for many years they'd had the dream of opening their own salon, but in this economy they were really hesitant to do that.
Yeah.
And so they had a lot of misgivings about doing it now, and we looked for a phenomenal building that had a lot of feng shui potential. And when we found the right building, then they decided they were going to do it. We added moving water at a money generating sector. We basically designed the space so that the reception area was in a good money-generating section, facing a good direction. Computer was set up to align with that as well. The door was at a good sector. The executive spaces for the two owners, we looked at the whole space and picked out the best energy areas for them because they were basically in charge of the whole business. And they reported 1,000% return on investment.
Wow.
For their initial investment in the salon.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
But they moved to a new place, right?
They opened a new salon.
Because the one where they were was not making any money, and they were about to go...
Well, they were renters in someone else's salon originally.
So what I'm saying is you don't know whether it was the feng shui or just moving to a new spot.
Well, I would say that had they picked a bad feng shui location, they would not have had that kind of return on investment. So we did everything according to feng shui, including picking the location.
Well, that would make sense.
Doing the build outs and setting it up inside.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
You could try to refurbish something inside with some feng shui and you might have a limited amount of success. But if you go find the right building and furnish it with the right thing, yeah.
But
wow,
to answer your question, you know, we had lots of people in the grant study that weren't opening new businesses. And they had already established what their income was in an existing business. We had a photographer, for instance. She'd been in that space for about 14 years, and she had been in business for quite some time, same location. And she did very, very simple things in her space, no structural changes, et cetera. And she reported a 50% return on investment in 6 months.
Unbelievable. Some people think this sounds kind of, you know, new agey, but it really is an old scientific.
I think it's really about the energy exchanges that mm-hmm. happen at the subatomic level and learning how to harness that. You know, even biologists, we had a wonderful biologist that came to Reno a couple years back, Dr. Lipton, who spoke at UNR. Bruce Lipton, and he's written a lot about this. And I went up and spoke to him. I attended his talk, very excited about this breakthrough biology information. He said that even on your skin, you have receptor cells that are like little antenna. And when you go into a space that has stagnant energy or mold or anything like that that's harmful for your body, that the body's autonomic nervous system reports immediately to the brain. And this is all happening below the level of consciousness.
Right.
This is what makes feng shui principles so valid, is that now we have the science to explain to us what's been going on, which the ancient Chinese have reported for thousands of years, but we didn't have the language or the science to tell us, well, why are these things happening?
Or to back it up so that people believed in it.
Absolutely.
Well, I have to tell you how Adele and I met. It was really a strange thing because my friend, Dr. Annette Childs, who was a sponsor here on the Better Living segment, recommended you. I said, well, have some people come in that you think are good for us and that would bring better life, you know, to all of us. And she mentioned you. Well, you were too busy. You were on your, I mean, doing your seminars everywhere. So I didn't get to get you on, but we hadn't met. Well, just a few weeks ago, I was downstairs and I saw this woman come out of the bathroom and she looked so together. She had this black and copper on. And I said, well, do you need help? Are you? And she said, no, I'm doing fine. I mean, she knew what she was doing. I said, well, you look beautiful. And she said, well, thank you. You too. Then I saw her upstairs. And one of our engineers was saying, I had to throw that in. She said, you too.
And she turned the light out in the bathroom.
One of the engineers, I didn't go in the bathroom. One of the engineers said, do you need headsets? Do you have headsets? She said, oh, well, I didn't know. I wasn't prepared because I had no idea. So I brought her my headsets, unknowing who she even was. And she said, well, thank you. And I said, I'm Jay. And she said, oh, are you Lady Jay? Are you Jay from the? I said, yes, I am. She said, well, I'm Adele. I said, my goodness. But that was my initial feeling for you. I saw you. You were put together very nice. Your colors were very attractive and alluring. And you just, I don't know. I think that feng shui stuff is real.
Well,
do you do feng shui on yourself?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, look at you. You're all put together
absolutely.
With your gold. And
I noticed she's only facing magnetic north, so she's... As she sits here.
I placed her there on purpose.
I don't know where Magnetic North is in this recording booth.
I know. You know why? Because this is a maze here. Well, listen, tell our listeners how they could get a hold of you if they'd like to find out some more information about feng shui and how to make their business
absolutely.
Prosper.
I would love to connect with any of the listeners that are interesting. I do both residential feng shui and commercial for businesses. And as I mentioned, I'm still doing the grant study research part in 2012. They can contact me at my email, adele@res, which stands for Real Estate Success Strategist.com. They can also call me at my office, 775-746-4116. And for those small business people that are interested to know more about the grant study, they can check out my blog, which is http://blog.resstrategist.com.
Okay, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, simply adele@resstrategist.com would get you there with all that information.
Yes.
Tell us about that free presentation you have coming up.
I do have a free presentation this Tuesday evening, January 10th, and it's going to be at a retail store, Real Deals on Home Decor here in Reno in South Meadows, and I'll be giving my 2012 predictions from a feng shui perspective.
Fantastic. Thank you, Adele, for all that you do for us.
You know,
we appreciate you very much.
You should have had her like tell us how to improve our feng shui.
We'll do that when nobody's listening. Thank you, Adele Trouville. Get
Thanks,
a hold of her.
Jake.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Don't go away. We've still got some things to do here on Broadview.
The Buzz. 1270 The Buzz, an equal opportunity employer, seeks the help of local community organizations in referring qualified job candidates to this station and distributing information about job vacancies. Interested community organizations that wish to receive job vacancy notification should contact our human resource manager at 829-1964. 829-1964. That's 829-1964. Extension 203.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
This entire piece of music was played with only two instruments, a right hand and a left hand. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life with hands-only CPR. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands-only CPR is recommended by the American Heart Association, and it's incredibly easy and effective. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. The power to help save a life is in your hands. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Adele Trabille, wasn't she interesting?
Yes.
Just very nice lady and beautiful. Very beautiful. Go to her free presentation. I'm thinking, I'm going to believe
she's
it's real.
She's saying that because she said you were beautiful.
No. So you're like, no, oh. No. Maybe. No. I told her that first. I just appreciated that she realized. And of course, JP, she said no, that I was the host and he was the co-host. And he was hoping that Feng Shui would make him the host and me the co-host. But it didn't happen.
You never actually asked her for a recommendation.
It didn't make it.
She might have moved you into the corner.
It didn't happen, did it? Do you know, we were talking about, now it's a new year and everything, the top New Year's resolutions. We talked a little bit earlier, and you have none.
I'm sorry.
You have none. And the top one was, I told you, organize, to get organized. But the number two was spend more time with family and friends. That's really happening since nobody's working and making any money. Spend more time with my family and friends, and at least I won't be homeless.
Moving in with them.
Number two is still exercise. Number three was diet. It is every year. Number four, which is really odd because it used to be number one all the time, quit smoking.
Huh.
That's number four because not so many people are smoking anymore.
I guess.
So that's number four. Enjoy life more is number five. My gosh. That should be number one. Shouldn't it? Enjoy life more. Quit drinking. Shut up. Who put that one in there?
Yeah, what were they thinking?
Get out of debt. Yeah, let me know how you're doing that. And number eight was help others. This is way low down the list. Yeah. Number nine was number 10, because number one was get organized, was learn something new.
All right.
Yeah. So I thought now we've got...
I just learned something new, so...
Yeah, you did about feng shui, huh?
Yeah, I learned you can get a federal grant for feng shui.
Yeah, really. Hey, maybe you could... I know what you could do.
What could I do?
You could be the politician's feng shui master. And you could get a grant to go in every office and change every politician's wardrobe and house. Hey.
If they brought me into their campaign and asked me how to present themselves, they'd win.
You'd say feng shui, baby.
I just think they're just idiotic sometimes, what they say and what they do.
Well, now that we talked about the unemployment going down... I thought maybe, right, we've only got about 5 minutes left. Middle-class jobs that are going to vanish by 2018.
I can't wait to hear this.
I know
list.
These are. By the year 2018, the manufacturing industry will lose 1.2 million jobs. That's the mining and the oil, gas, extraction industry will lose 104,000 jobs. And utility companies will lose 59,000 jobs, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They're going to become extinct, just like, you know, the milkman, telegraph operator, stagecoach driver, switchboard operator. And here's more joining them. Machinists, the ones who specialize in the machine sculpting of high precision metal parts, working primarily in the waning manufacturing industry. Those are going through the decline of machinists is slow. It's going to happen by 2018. Next is first-line supervisors, managers of production, and operating workers. The increase in automation, gains in productivity, and competition from overseas has decreased the need for assembly workers in manufacturing. Now, if we start making our own products here in the U.S., that could change. If we don't, out. Without assembly workers, there's not going to be any need for someone to supervise them. So many of the first-line supervisors, managers of production, operating workers are going to be gone by 2018. Now, here's a surprise. Farmers and ranchers, advancements in fertilizers, technology, have improved productivity in farming, increasing food yields by 158%. It's all toxic, but anyway, it's growing fast. Not all toxic. But that's changing. It's changing since 1948, the farmers and the ranchers. A new large farm managed to stay ahead of many smaller farms through government subsidies.
There you go.
So without the government, jobs are going to go kaput. So get your own garden growing. Computer operators. That sounds strange.
What is a computer operator?
Okay. Despite its title, the job is less common and less relevant to today's needs than you think. Because you think computer operator, that's a database inputter, people like that. But it's not. During the days when many corporations had mainframe computers that filled large rooms and they calculated tons and tons of data, computer operators would run tests on the large machines to ensure that they were operating smoothly. Well, no more. I mean, I got my little USB here. That's a computer in itself. Mm-hmm. We won't need computer operators. Also, paper good machine setters, operators, and tenders. These are middle-class workers that install, operate, and repair the machines that make everyday paper products. Yeah, because we're going paperless.
Like heck.
Figure it out. Yes,
no,
we are.
Do you know anybody who's
the U.S. Postal Service is going out. I pay my bills online. I don't get it in the mail anymore. I don't send it in the mail. I don't use paper. I went off paper as far as all my bills are concerned, so they notify me what I owe online. I don't get anything in the mail.
I just spent 3 years with a federal agency, and they kept talking about paperless,
well,
and they kept printing and copying.
It's going to happen by 2018. 2018 is going to happen, and that's a good thing, because then we'll have more trees living in our planet. Next is desktop publishers.
Uh-oh.
Similar to print media graphic designer, desktop publishers use computers to put together pictures, you know, text, make brochures, books, calendars.
Okay.
But I can do it myself now.
Right.
So can you. So those jobs are going kaput out. Only 20,400 desktop publishers are expected to remain employed by 2018. That's not very many compared to how many are now trying to make a living. Fabric and apparel pattern makers. This is the third fastest declining occupation on the list. Fabric and apparel pattern makers are responsible for drawing and constructing fabric patterns and layouts. But advancements in textile manufacturing technology have allowed fewer workers to produce greater output in fabrics. Wellhead pumpers. Well, whatever that is. You know, taking the pumps out. Well, taking the oil out with the pumps. I think that's it. We don't have time to tell you the eight most prominent jobs that are happening, and we'll do that next week. That's about it for this week. Thank you for joining us for Broadview in the new year, and we'll be back next week. You're listening to KBZZ, Sparks Reno, an Americom broadcasting station.